All right, everybody, what's up? Welcome back to another episode of Tea with Auntie. First up on the docket, we have YFN Lucci and Regine Carter. Y'all all know her story. He done cheated on her a few times. Now, Regine just had her 22nd birthday party, and the who's who of Hollyweird was in attendance. And I mean, it was a lot of people and not a face mask in sight. But that's another story for another time. So he's been cheated on her a couple times. She broke up with him. She said she was happy without him and she didn't need no type of man like that. Well, you see how long that lasted. She done flip-flopped and flip-flopped and flipped the switch on us. They back together. And that's okay. We all been young and stupid. So, he's on this interview after they got back together. He's on this interview with Angela Yee of The Breakfast Club. And she's asking him questions about their relationship. This fool laughing, looking up at the sky, couldn't even say the words, "Yeah, I love her." Like, he wasn't solid nowhere in the interview when it came to questions about his and Regine Carter's relationship. Just all embarrassment out here. Somebody in the comments say she holding on to that man like that one dread is hanging on in her daddy head. We hate to see it. Honey. So after the interview, Regine tweeted out, I just opened my eyes and I got motherfuckers minding my business before I can mind my own. Worry about your own business, please, and motherfucking thank you. It's weird and it's getting old. Honey, so they ate that ass up in the comments, as they should. Somebody commented, you mad, but it was your man that told your business. He also said that her, Regine, and his baby mama is not getting along. So majority of people think he's using Regine for clout. Now, how much clout that is, I don't know. What is she famous for other than being Lil Wayne's daughter? That's all I know she does. Does she rap? Does she sing? Well, she done got her body redone, you know, bought and paid for. You know, maybe she's heading towards being a Instagram thought or something. I don't know. But honey, now, because of the COVID, these rappers got to make money off the internet. And he's seen the difference when they were together and when they had broke up. When they was together, he got all kinds of follows and likes and views. They broke up, that shit slowed down to a snail's pace. Wasn't nobody checking for YFN Lucci. Like, wasn't nobody checking for him. Now, they got a video together. He's rapping and she got a new body bought and paid for. So, that's how that's gonna go. So, good luck to them. And that's a whole mess. I don't know what's gonna come of that. So, good luck to them. We're going to take a little break and we'll be right back. Welcome back. Don't forget to hit the follow button. It helps us grow over here. Now, speaking about piece of shit ass men, we just got through talking about YFN Lucci. Now, future baby mama Brittany publicly went in on his ass. She put up a post saying, "I don't even do this, but at Future, you are a real pussy. You ran and hid when I came because you don't want this smoke, bitch. Boy, you ran from my kids, pussy ass hoe. Run like you always do." Yeah. So apparently Future was at a baby party, one of his son's parties. I don't know if it was the Britney's son or whatever. He was at his son's birthday party. The shit went sideways. Future started to get in his car and leave while the baby mama Britney was filming him running away from her while his security ran interference. Now, allegedly, Future said to her, "Britney, get your son away from me," like not even claiming the boy. And then allegedly he said he would pop his baby mama right in front of the kid. Now, I don't know how all this true is, because the videos, when I went to go look for it, none of that was in there. And the video has been taken down. But it's the not taking care of all these kids you got out here for me. I don't understand it. See, these women think they can get knocked up and secure the bag. Then when these rappers bust they nut and keep it pushing and pay y'all ass dust, now you mad. Cause he didn't want you like that. Now, I wonder, all these kids, Future has about 8 kids, I think it is. He's up to 8. Was you ever in a relationship with any of these women? Or was it just sex? And you like to fuck raw. So, and knowing how fertile you are, knowing your sperm is super, super fucking tadpole swimming, you screwing everybody raw. You ain't scared of coming off with something, some herpes. You gonna fuck around and get ushered. Keep on. You gonna be like Usher. Out here screwing raw dog, but you're just dropping seed all over the world. Like, why? And Future's not the only one that does that. He's not the only one out here just dropping seed everywhere. Everybody you screw, you dropping seed. Were you ever in a relationship with any of these people? You just having kids and just dropping them, just dropping kids and moving on. If you don't want to take care of them, strap up. Strap it up. I don't know what to tell you. It's a whole mess. We hate to see it. So, Tigger done started a modeling agency for models who want to get famous on OnlyFans. Well, people are saying how he gonna start an online modeling company. And he can't even pay his rent. Now, according to Wendy Williams, she's saying he can't pay the mortgage. We hate to see it. That's all for now, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Hit the follow button and share the podcast. Bye.